972-475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Spoke, he had already thought it out, what the outcome would be, and then he spoke. See, unless you meditate and get that word in your heart and the evidence, you speak from that. You speak from that outcome that you want. Listen, if you allow yourself to operate in these phases of faith, you can get real exact. Amen. Lord, I want me a brand new this with no more than 7 miles on it. I want the plastic on the seats when I get in it. See, y'all. Some of y'all say, Lord, I just want something that runs. You get your go-kart. Can I use that? I'm telling you, God is exacting. Because it's in that realm. You can call it out of that realm of possibility. It'll manifest. Sometimes it'll manifest so to where it will scare you. You look and say, whoa. It caused you to bow down and worship God. Lord Jesus. See, some of us just feel like he's real. But he's real for real. I said, he's real for real. And if you can handle it, listen, when John saw him on the Isle of Patmos, and John believed, John knew him, he touched him, he felt him, but when he saw him in his resurrection body, John fell as a dead man. Job, after all that he suffered, when God appeared to him, he said, my eye, my ear had heard of you. He said, but now I see you. And he said, the first thing he did, I repent in sackcloth and ashes. This is more real than I thought it was. I'm telling you, people's minds are going to be blown by the reality as he draws closer and closer to you as you believe. So God had to choose. Tell someone again, choose the outcome you want. See, when you choose the outcome you want, it means you've given thought to it. It's not off the cuff. You've thought about this. You've gathered evidence on it. Now you got enough evidence. This is what I want, Lord. This is what I want, not another. I don't want the purple one. I want the green one. Say it again. Choose the outcome you want. And I'm not saying that God is a slave to it. No, this is already in the quantum realm. Amen. It's not like we're making God do it. God is showing us the laws that govern this. Amen. It's not like we're making God do twisting God's arm. God said it's already there. If you call it, amen. If God called this blue, guess what? It turned blue right away. Because he made up in his mind, I want it blue. And I'm going to speak it out in faith, so blue it is. And everything, every atom, every molecule in this will turn blue. Without any struggle. And God says, I give you the same. Have God's faith. Constantly. That's what it means in the Hebrew, in the Greek. Have faith in God. Have the faith of God. In other words, operate like God operates. He breathed into you the breath of life to have dominion in this realm. To bring in the unseen into the seen. The kingdom. And it's God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Ain't no sickness in the kingdom. Ain't no lack in the kingdom. It's full of joy, rejoicing, prosperity, hope, health, soundness. It's His good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It's at your disposal. So, number one again, choose the outcome. Stop playing around with the devil. Stop playing around with folk that don't believe. Stop listening to stuff that comes against what you believe. What you believe in God for. What you trust in God for. Amen. Because it's here in that unseen realm and you can call it forth. The Lord said, whatsoever you say, my goodness, that takes the top off. Tell somebody right now, I'm going over the top. That takes the top off. That takes the limitation off. Whatsoever you say, if you shall believe in your heart and doubt not, but believe the thing that you say shall come to pass. Pass where? Pass from the unseen into the seen. Believe what you say shall come to pass. You shall have what you say. God Himself chose the outcome that He wanted, and He spoke words that emerged from the thoughts that He had. Now notice something He says about His thoughts toward us. He says, my thoughts toward you are not evil, but of peace. To give you an expected end. Look at someone and ask them, what are you expecting? What are you expecting? I'm going to ask you again, what are you expecting? Cast down those imaginations, those thoughts of lack, those thoughts of sickness, those thoughts of tragedy. Arrest them. Tell somebody, arrest those thoughts. Arrest them and bring them captive to obey Jesus. Amen. Put them in prison. Silence them. His thoughts for you are thoughts of peace. But the reality is, you receive your expected end. What are you expecting? If you're speaking to a mountain, whatever that mountain may represent, first, you have to decide that you want it moved. Amen. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'm not just going to deal with this the rest of my life. I can handle it. You know, it's just a thorn in the flesh. No, if there's a mountain, you got to determine you want it moved. This is where I draw the line. This thing is over. Amen. It may take a little while, but as of today, I declare war on the mountain. And the mountain's got to be removed in Jesus' name. And I ain't backing down from it. I'm not giving up on it. I'm going to get stronger and stronger against it until it moves. Tell somebody, decide. Stop waiting on somebody else to decide for you. The boss or the boss man. Boss man. That sounds like slave language. Stop calling him the boss man. Call him by his name. He don't decide. He can't bless you. He's not your source. thank God for him, respect him, treat him right, honor him if he's a good man. But he ain't the source. He ain't the one you looking to. I look to a higher power. I understand some spiritual laws. I can get around your limitations. You're trying to block me. No. You don't understand who you're dealing with here, buddy. Amen. You don't know me. You don't know my connections. You don't know who's on my side. You don't know my resources. Don't you know my father's rich? Amen. Now, you ain't got to say that to his face. That might get you fired. You know, we don't want to go there. But you know, in your heart and your mind, you can be like, you don't know. Get in your closet, then start the self-talk. The brother just don't know who I am. See, self-talk, it's like a shield to people trying to destroy your self-esteem, trying to lower you. Talk to yourself. Speak to your spirit man. Okay? Isaiah 46:10. We got a few more minutes. Isaiah 46:10. And then we're going to go to Job. Just over broke. No. Isaiah 46:10. Now this is God. And we'll go to 46:9. Remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. This is the one we serve. Ain't nobody beside him. Ain't nobody over him. Can't nobody touch him. He controls it all. And he's showing us how this works. Verse 10. Declaring. Now it says God is declaring the end from the beginning. And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Now, I emphasized a word declaring. See, God declares. But when God declares, his declaration is what I call a causative effect. He's not declaring something. See, we're not declaring something because we know it. You can say something because you know it. We make declarations. Declarations carry a causative effect.
It's time to magnify and multiply. A countywide gathering of churches celebrating unity in our community. February the 25th, starting at 5 p.m. at the Haverdale Fence Center, 2000 Virginia Avenue, Fort Pierce. It's a multi-church combined mass choir under the leadership of Larrell Fredericks, with inspirational speaking from Apostle Trevor Banks and a host of pastors, dignitaries, civic leaders. Join us as we magnify and multiply, a countywide gathering of churches celebrating unity in the community. February 25th, 5 p.m., Finn Center, 2000 Virginia Avenue, Fort Pierce. We'll see your faces in the place.